Well, one of my go-to channels when I'm looking for something to watch is the Food Network. And last Monday night, I came across the season opener of the Kids Baking Championship. And one of the 12 contestants on the show has Indiana ties. And joining us now is that contestant, 12-year-old Aiden Berry and his mom, Shannon. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Some of the best kid bakers in our country, ages 9 to 12 years old, show off their baking skills and also their creativity, contending for $25,000. Aiden, congratulations. You made it to the next round. I think that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I've heard you say that baking is an edible art. Will you explain what that means?
Well, I mean, you could do pretty much anything you want with just, there's, like, practically an infinite amount of directions I could go with this, but, like, cakes, there's so many different things, so many different designs, so many different ways to color things and design things and shape things, and that's just with cakes alone, so there's so much stuff you can do to make each thing, like, different and just colorful and awesome.
Just like art. It is edible art. I thought that was very smart. The show is taped for a month in the summer, and you and your family have been sworn to secrecy. So if I ask a question you can't answer, I totally understand. I mentioned your Indiana ties. And Shannon, this is where you and your husband grew up, right? Here in Indianapolis?
Yes. Yes, it is. We grew up in Indianapolis.
All right. Born and raised.
We visit often.
And were you born and raised here? You went to, is it Cathedral? Did you go to Cathedral?
My husband went to Cathedral, and I went to Heritage Christian.
Well, yeah. I think this is
We're born and raised there.
I think it's a cool part of it because it's making me cheer for you harder. This show is really an opportunity to win a lot of money and show off your baking skills. And Aiden, where did this love of baking come from for you?
Well, it just kind of happened. I mean, I've always loved to bake. Like, I would always help my mom bake cookies. And then it just kind of started to gradually build. I've always loved, like, wow, that's so cool, making that stuff. And, like, it tastes awesome. And then I decided to get more into it. My mom suggested, like, starting cake decorating. And then it just started to kind of grow. And then I saw the Kids Baking Championship, and I was like, wow, I should totally go even farther with this. And then it just kept going and going.
Do you love cooking in general, or is baking really what interests you?
For now, baking is what I do mostly, but I'm going to start to try to cook more. But for now, it's baking.
Shannon, did it take a little bit of time before you realized he really is a good baker? And at about what age did he start hanging around in the kitchen?
He really started spending more time in the kitchen maybe about a year and a half ago. And it didn't take long to realize he knew what he was doing. It took one bite.
And all of a sudden, you've got a chef. You've got a baker in the house, and it's so awesome.
For me, yes, and you know what? A big plus is I don't have to bake my own birthday cake now. It's a huge plus.
Are you a good cook? Do you bake, Shannon?
I bake, but I don't go how far Aiden goes. That's too much work for me. But he enjoys it. He enjoys doing the more interesting, more complicated, time-consuming projects, and that's just fine. He can do that.
And Aiden, I think you said it. Was it your idea to go ahead and try to audition for the show?
Yep.
It really was. There wasn't any, you didn't have any hesitation. You thought this would be a good idea.
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea. I really wanted to be on the show, so.
Yeah. Did you audition in person then, or do you do it online first?
I auditioned online. I looked up how to get on the show, and then I found the page, and then I had mom, like, help me, like, fill out all the stuff. But I know that there are some casting agents who saw, like, photos of some of the kids making stuff, and they said, hey, you should try for this show. But for me, I looked up how to be on it.
So you fly to L.A., Aiden, and so what was the actual audition, then meeting everybody? What was that experience like?
Well, for most of the auditioning, it was sending in lots and lots of photos. I did a phone interview. I did a couple Skype interviews.
Wow.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, so there was, I mean, there's a little work even get before you even get to L.A.
Yeah, I heard there were like 400 kids involved in the casting.
You know, that's pretty cool. And there you are, making it in the 12. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Aiden making it onto the show and what it was like actually living in L.A. for a while, too. As we continue, you're listening to The First Day right here on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com. Okay, guys, here comes part number two. Hang on. Welcome back to The First Day on 93 WIBC. It's Terry Stacey. The season opener of the Kids Baking Championships on the Food Network was last week, taped over the summer. And Aiden Berry, 12 years old, whose parents are from Indianapolis, has made it to the second round, which you can see Monday night at 8 o'clock. Aiden joins us along with his mom, Shannon. Thank you both very much for sticking around through the break. And Shannon, I'll start with you. When you got word that Aiden made it onto the show, how did your life change?
Wow, it was, I couldn't believe it. He had come up to me one day and said, hey, I'd like to apply to this. And I thought, sure, honey, dream big. To, oh my goodness, you're on the show. And then it was like, wow, okay, now we have to prepare to go out to Los Angeles. And it was just he and I, and it became very exciting.
I think that's cool. Now, Patrick is Aiden's dad, and you've got two brothers, and you've got two siblings, I believe. And I am such a fan of Duff Goldman and Valerie Bertinelli, who host the show. And so I'm wondering, Aiden, how much time do you really get to spend with them?
Duff and Valerie? Well, of course, there was, like, we would see them as they introduced the challenges, and then as we were baking, they would come by and talk to us, and then there was judging and elimination, and then we didn't run into them a whole lot other than that. We ran into Duff a couple of times at the restaurant next door, mm-hmm. and then it was really cool to, like, chat with him. It was... Yeah, I don't think I ever ran into Valerie other than that, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, you and the other contestants, did you get to spend time together when you weren't filming, the show or taping the show? Did you become close to some of them?
Yes, we spent a lot of time together. Like, we would go down to the pool, like, pretty much every night.
Oh, man.
And we were all very close. We would order pizza and have a pizza party, and one day before the show started, we went to the pier with the Santa Monica Pier with Dylan and Brooke, who sadly got eliminated, and it was really hard, like, when people got eliminated,
yeah.
Like, the first episode.
I'm sure that is, because you did become close. Here's the thing, it's summertime, so you don't have to go to school, and so it really is kind of a vacation. Shannon, was that your first time to L.A.?
It was not. I'd been there just kind of in and out over the past years, but this is the first time I've ever spent a significant amount of time in Los Angeles, and really grew to like it a lot.
What was it like for you on that first day of taping the show as a parent?
I've never been more stressed in my life. Yeah, I was excited for Aiden because he was so excited, so thrilled to be able to go into that kitchen and bake. But yet is very difficult as a parent to watch your child bake and not be able to do anything about it,
yeah.
Not to help them, nothing. So it was stressful.
Well, you're not in the studio either. Aren't you in another room that's watching on a screen?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And Aiden, for you, what that very first day, you've never been in front of television cameras, or that very first day, what was it like for you?
It was awesome. It was like, wow, I'm like actually here. I'm doing this all of that time, casting and wanting to be on the show. I'm like, here, and it's amazing, and it's like, whoa, this is crazy and awesome, and it was surreal.
Nothing made you nervous. What's great is you never looked nervous. There wasn't a nervous look, like you were just nervous being there. Maybe a little intense, but you don't look like you like there were nerves. So the cameras and everything, that really didn't bother you, did it?
No, not really. It was fun.
It was fun. All right, you made it through the first round because you made delicious cupcakes. And what is your specialty when it comes to baking?
Just do it. Like, think of the flavors, and I know that I have good recipes that I know, and I've tried them, and I know them, and I knew that maple and bacon, they go together because bacon's kind of savory. And I know Duff loves bacon. It's pretty much, you just know what tastes good. You got to know it.
Yeah. Did you study? Do you study before you actually went to L.A.? Did you kind of, I don't know, if it, prepare in some sort of way?
I would say we did.
You did. And is that reading?
Yeah, we practiced a lot of recipes. Okay. I was baking a lot beforehand to practice, so I would be ready for when it was time.
Yeah. Take us behind the scenes. The Kids Baking Championship, it's a one-hour show, but how long did it take to tape the one-hour show?
Okay. So for the very first episode on a Friday, they took us in to get our first initial interviews done and to pick out our aprons and for hero shots, which is the pictures you see of us, like when they introduce us. And then we had the weekend off because of like laws for working. And then on Monday, we started to bake. We did our first challenge. They introduced the challenge. We baked, and then they tasted everything, and then we did more interviews.
Wow. So it's a long day. It's a long day, it sounds like, for each show. You know, where do you find your recipes? I love cookbooks, so I'm always looking at cookbooks, even though there's a lot of great stuff online, but I still love holding cookbooks and looking at them. Where do you find your recipes?
I like to look at cookbooks, too, but it's mainly the internet and cookbooks.
Is it? You know, I love chocolate so much. The richer, the better. What dessert would you prepare for me, knowing that I love so much chocolate? What would you prepare for me? Would it be a cake? Would it be? What would you make?
I would probably make a chocolate lava cake. That's my dad's favorite thing I make, and it's really yummy.
That's with all the oozy chocolate that comes out of the center? Oh, man.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I love it. What's your dream job when you get older, Aiden?
Probably to run a bakery or cook or something like that.
That's in your brain. $25,000, that's a big prize, a lot of money. What would you do with that kind of money?
Oh, I don't know. Probably save it.
Good boy. Shannon, your family is getting a lot of attention. Is it good or bad?
It's fun right now. No, it's good. It's all good. We're all very excited for Aiden, because he worked really hard to be on this show, and it's a dream come true for him.
Yeah, I think so. Great. Too. I think so too. Aiden, is the attention okay? Are you all right with the attention?
Yep.
Well, it is the Kids Baking Championship, and it aired for the first time. The first show was last Monday night, and I would imagine, Aiden, that other people are starting to know who you are, and that attention is going to grow and grow and grow. The Kids Baking Championship, kids creating extraordinary desserts that you can't even imagine. It's on the Food Network Mondays at 8 p.m. Definitely check it out. It is entertainment for the whole family, and cheer for Aiden. Aiden, we wish you just the best of luck. What does it mean to you that you really made it? Has it really sunk in that you made it on this show?
I'm not sure yet. It's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We wish you the very best of luck. And Shannon, thank you. And to Patrick Berry from here in Indianapolis. And they're living in another part of our country right now, but they are definitely Hoosiers. And so cheer for Aiden and the Berry family. On the Kids Baking Championship on the Food Network. Thank you both so much. Good luck, Aiden.
Thank you, Terry.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.